Shipstar. Written by Gregory Benford and Larry Niven. Narrated by Zach Villa.
Part 1. Essential Error. It is better to be wrong than to be vague. In trial and error, the error is the true essential. Freeman Dyson. 1. Memoir glimpsed the fleeing primates, a narrow view seen through the camera on one of the little mobile probes. Simian shapes cavorted and capered among the understory of the mirror zone, making their way to what? Apparently to the local express station of Magrail. Very well. She had them now, then. Memoir clashed her teeth in celebration and tossed a squirming small creature into her mouth, crunching it with relish. These somewhat comic late invaders were scrambling about, anxious. They seemed dreadfully confused, too. One would have expected more of ones who had arrived via a starship with an interstellar ram of intriguing design. But as well, they had escaped in their scampering swift way. And alas, the other gang of them had somehow evaded Memoir's attempt to kill them when they made contact with a servant species, the Sill. So they had a certain small cleverness, true. Enough of these irritants. She would have to concentrate and act quickly to bring them to heel. Vector to intercept, Memoir ordered her pilot. Their ship surged with a thrumming roar. Memoir sat back and gave a brief clacking flurry of fan signals expressing relief. Memoir called up a situation graphic to see if anything had changed elsewhere. Apparently not. The late invader ram ship was still maneuvering near the bowl, keeping beneath the defensive weapons along the rim. From their electromagnetic emissions, clearly they monitored their two small groups of late invaders that were running about the bowl. But their ship made no move to directly assist them. Good. They were wisely cautious. It would be interesting to take their ship apart, in good time, and see how the primates had engineered its adroit aspects. Memoir counted herself fortunate that the seeking probe had now found this one group, running through the interstices behind the mirror section. She watched vague orange blobs that seemed to be several simians and something more as well. Tentacular shapes just barely glimpsed. These shapes must be some variety of underspecies, wiry and quick. Snakes? The ship vibrated under her as Memoir felt a summoning signal. Osanoth called, her irritating chime sounding in Memoir's mind. She had to take the call, since the wisdom chief was Memoir's superior. Never a friend, regrettably. Something about Osanoth kept it that way. Osanoth was life-sized on the viewing wall, giving a brilliant display of multicolored feathers set in purple urgency and florid rainbow rage. Memoir, have you caught the late invaders? Almost. Memoir kept her own feather display submissive, though with a fringe of fluttering orange jubilance. Very nearly I can see them now. The primate named Beth has a group, including the one I've trained to talk. I'm closing on them. They have somehow mustered some allies, but I am well armed. Osanoth made a rebuke display, slow and sardonic. This group you let escape, yes? Well, yes, they made off while I was attending to— So they are the escaped, I take it. I cannot attend to every detail, but this was a plain failure, attendant astute astronomer. They eluded you. Memoir suppressed her irritation. Osanoth always used full titles to intimidate and assert superiority, usually, as now, with a fan rattle. Only for a short while, Wisdom Chief. I had also to contend with the other escaped primates. You may recall your justness. Give up everything else and get us that primate who can talk. We need it. Don't fire on them. If they die, you die. Memoir had to control her visible reaction. No feather display, head motionless. Wisdom Chief? What has changed? No answer. Asenoth's feather display flickered with a reflexive blush of fear just before she faded. She was hiding something, but what? Memoir would have to learn, but not now. She glanced at the detection screen, ignoring her pilot. Beth's group had disappeared into a maze of machinery. There were heat traces in several spots leading toward the docks. Yes, toward another escape. There had been 6 of these late invaders when they escaped. Now the heat traces found only 5, plus some slithering profiles of another species. Had one died or gone astray? These were a social species on the diffuse hierarchy model, so it was unlikely they had simply abandoned one of their kind. Vistblad, she said to the pilot, make for the docks. We'll intercept them there. Fast.